Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the magazine, the podcast, at goodgritmag.com. This week, we have something special for you. Ben and Aaron Napier have been friends with Good Grit for a while now, even before they were guest editors for one of our issues. And when we heard they had a book coming out telling their story of how they met and built their life together, we were excited. We couldn't wait to get our hands on it, but more than that, we wanted to help spread the word. You see, we love Ben and Aaron. They've taken their passion for the South and their city and transformed their hometown into a place that brings hope for so many. They embody so much of what we mean when we say good grit. And it's with that that we're pleased to present an excerpt from their book, Make Something Good Today. We hope you enjoy this and go find their book at your local bookstore or even treat yourself to the audiobook narrated by Ben and Aaron. Now on to this week's story.
December 10th, 2004. The next night, Aaron and I planned to look at Christmas lights around Laurel. Mostly as an excuse to ride around and talk, she pulled up outside my house in her Beetle, and I came around to the driver's side. "I'll be driving your car tonight, ma'am," I told her. We hugged as she came out to go around to the passenger side. When I got in, I adjusted the driver's seat, leaned across the armrest, and kissed her lips, which tasted like creme brulee. Inside the car, it was as though I were swimming in her. The smell of her perfume was all around me. We spent the night driving all over Laurel. I didn't care about the location. We could have been anywhere. I would have been happy to spend the rest of my life in that little blue bug, staring at her green eyes, bathing in her smell, the sound of Damien Rice's peaking falsetto, and her sweet voice talking about nothing and everything. We were headed together fast, plunging into something real and scary and forever, but it felt so easy.
December 11th, 2004. People say my daddy is tough as a lightered knot, and they are right. A former college football star who looks like Harrison Ford, he has an intimidating way of making even arrogant people shrink in his presence. I was worried what Daddy would think of Ben's beat-up old car, his shaggy hair, his happy-go-lucky attitude. He had never, ever approved of any boyfriend of mine deeming them all sorry. So I felt a bit anxious when Ben started angling to meet him. But he was up for the challenge. I got out of work at the hospital pharmacy the next night to find Ben waiting for me in the parking lot, leaning against my car. Winter weather had returned, and my mom had asked me to pick up Christmas wrapping paper before going to their house after work. When we walked into my house, Daddy was in his spot on the sofa watching TV. Ben said hello to my mother, whom he had already met, and made a beeline right for him. "Hey, Dr. Raspberry, Ben Napier, good to meet you." My 5'7" daddy took in all 6'6" of Ben and gave him a firm handshake. Ben invited himself to sit on the sofa opposite Daddy. "What are we watching here?" he asked. I love that he said "we" as though he'd been there all evening. It was so natural and easy, as though he was giving Daddy no choice but to like him. "The History Channel, we don't get this on campus. I love the History Channel." He wasn't just saying that. He really did love the History Channel. Ben could not have realized it, but he was boldly walking into the lion's den. Daddy is a lovable man, but he's a daunting presence, especially at first blush. He's also an expert on American history, especially the Civil War, even taking my mom on a 2-week trip to visit every battlefield between Mississippi and Gettysburg. He's an ancestry buff, an avid reader of Shelby Foote and Ernest Hemingway, and a deep-sea fisherman to boot. They watched, first in silence, and then they both started opening up. Daddy began baiting Ben, testing him in that sly way only the father of a daughter can do. He quizzed Ben on the order of U.S. presidents being discussed in the show, feigning memory loss. No, sir, Jackson was after the second Adams and Van Buren was after Jackson, Ben pointed out. When Daddy flashed him a look of mild surprise, Ben added, Wayne Academy taught us the song about the presidents. Daddy was impressed, something he rarely is. He even liked Ben's shaggy hair, later saying it reminded him of how he'd worn it when he was in college.
December 13th, 2004. It took 3 days for me to know I was in love with Aaron, but I didn't want to say it out loud and sound ridiculous, so I gave it 3 more days, which somehow seemed less ridiculous. I'd never been in love with a girl, but it's funny, that's exactly how I knew I was. I think I've fallen in love with you, I said. I think I've fallen in love with you too, she told me. One day, I'm going to marry you, I said. I'm sure about that. And I was. As sure as the rising sun and gravity and the order of the U.S. presidents.
Today's story was read by Ben and Aaron Napier, with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Atkins. You can find the rest of their story in their book, Make Something Good Today, available wherever books are sold. And you can find out more about Good Grit Magazine at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and even get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code LISTEN, you'll get $10 off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.